This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two already. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City, and we're just moving right along on a Saturday morning. Weather doesn't look too nice for the weekend, but you know, there's ways around it. There's ways around it. Now, getting back to rollover, I had some more text about it. Boy, that still strikes a raw nerve with everybody. I mean, I can't believe just that little bit of talk about rollover, and people aren't happy. They still remember. And I never fished it anymore as far as going down there and fishing it, but, you know, tons of people did that don't have the opportunity in a boat like I do to fish where I want to. But, I mean, that was like a main artery. You know, it's like taking one of your arteries in your body and just cutting it off. Sooner or later, something's going to rot off. And that's what's happened by closing that pass. But let's go to James Plog and see what he's got to say this morning. Good morning, Little Red.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing, man?
Oh, we're sitting here waiting on Cameron to call me, I guess. But he called me early, but it's the second day of the tournament, so he may not call me back. They're probably getting ready to roll.
Yeah, probably so. I'm sure they're busy. That's a big game they're playing.
Man, they lost about 60 grand from about 10 foot getting a leader. Yeah, on the Blue Marlin pot. The daily was like almost 60 grand. And they had a doubleheader. They had a sail on, had a Marlin on. And they pitched to the Marlin. He did a bunch of crazy stuff. They had a sail on. And right there at the end, Vince kind of spun the boat to get the sailfish. And they come tight on the Marlin, and it come off. Oh. And they were fixing to wire him up. So, I don't know. That's what me and Cameron's talking about. Maybe should have. I mean, there's a lot. Hindsight's everything, you know. Hey, man, back off on the drag. Let's spin over here and get this sailfish, and then let's get back on him. But the hindsight, the second shot on the golf course, they're always better.
That's it.
So, but they started slow.
It's like lipping out a birdie or an eagle putt, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it happens,
close,
man,
but no cigar.
But they had a good day. I don't know what. They caught a blue. I don't know. They had like almost 2,700 points, but they started slow. Man, them tournaments right there, you almost got to land on them. You got to start catching them.
Yeah, you got to get out of the gate quick, don't you?
You got to start catching, man. Then, if you're on them, usually when you stop, I mean, before you put your riggers down, do anything, two people slide baits out the back. If you stop on top of them, them fish are coming to that boat, man.
Right.
So they started slow for like man, I went to the gym and come home and checked the score. It's like 9 o'clock and they ain't even caught a fish yet.
Hmm.
So, but every day's a new day, though. I think the dailies in this thing probably paid $150, $180 for a daily. They did win something. They caught the 100th sailfish in the tournament. I think it paid them $5,000. That's right. They can go buy some diesel.
Yeah.
So
buy some diesel
it.
And water.
Yeah, ain't that? Well, they make some water. So they don't need that. They just need some diesel.
I'm talking about drinking water.
Oh, yeah.
Fire water.
Oh, yeah, fire water.
Fire
yeah,
water,
sure,
man.
Dude. Yeah.
That kind of drinking some, water.
Yeah, buy you some Coca Lights and some Crown, man.
Yep.
I was looking at the water temperatures a minute ago. It was like 45.5.
Yeah.
What I saw.
Yeah. No big
you know,
deal,
down by
man.
The pass, huh?
It's no big deal.
No.
That last one scared me. Hey, that last event... That one had me nervous because if we'd had one more real cold night or even two, we'd have been in trouble. Everybody would have been.
Yeah, it was. It was supposed to get sketchy if it
I mean, it got under 40 in a few places. That's hey man, a couple of more nights of that'd been boy, we'd all be crying right now.
It would have been too good, but. And
hell, I'm crying
thing,
anyway.
Hey, man, you watch these fronts just like what's fixing to happen today. Every one of them's done it this year. And I ain't no weather, man. I ain't nothing. But I watch the weather because I make a living with it. All these lows form up right on the tip end of it down there by south of Matamoros, and they come
right
up.
Right there in the Bay of Campeche.
Same thing, dude. That's when,
well,
you
that does it in the summertime. Same thing.
Man, that's how the snow got here the other day.
That's exactly right.
Except the timing was a little bit different. I guarantee you, if we'd have had one roll up in here, what was it, day before yesterday or yesterday?
It would have snowed. It
snowed.
I 100%. Promise.
Man, I left to go to the gym yesterday. So I just leave with a pair of shorts on and a hoodie. I said, man, it's cold. I didn't warm up. I got like the Buc-ee's, man. My truck didn't get warm. That's why I wanted one of them deals like y'all got, one of them. I may just go buy me another truck just so I can get.
You know what helps too? You got a diesel, plug it in. Plug it into an extension cord and keep that block warm all night.
I got everything else plugged in with extension cords. I have to go buy
another. Get another one. Get another one.
Is there really a spot to plug that truck in?
Yeah, there is. On the passenger side over there, there's a cord. You got to look for it down there. And you just pull it up and then plug your extension cord into it, and then, you know, just leave your hood just barely cracked. Just set it down on there. And
well, I remember Robbie 7-3 did.
Next morning, just lift the hood up, unplug it, fire it up. Your block's already warm, and hey, you got a heater quick.
I didn't know that. I'm gonna look at that.
They say you really don't have to use them until you get weather lows down in the teens and tens and zeros and all that, but when it's freezing, I always plug mine in, and then hey, I'm good to go.
Hell, I'm plugging in now. Don't bother me because I got all my boats plugged in. But yeah, Robbie 7-3 used to have one, and on the LNH, I didn't have block heaters. The big boats I worked on, we had block heaters, but I would put some little space heaters in there.
Yeah.
You know, when it was real cold and keep the engine room warm. Well, I'm gonna look for that. But man,
we were talking about rollover earlier. Have you noticed a significant change in East Bay since they closed that pass up in 2019?
Well, I didn't say nothing because I don't. When they first did it, I'm like, okay.
No, I know you. You were trying to be like Blaine, try to be Mr. Positive, and I mean, be truthful about it. I mean,
No. I just didn't have an opinion because I didn't know. I didn't think it was any good. I thought it's stupid. I think it was, and I know who did it, and I know how much money was made doing it. But I said, let's just see. But now removed, I can't tell you if it was bad or good for the bay, the environment. I can't tell you that because I ain't that smart. I know one thing, erosion is eating that bay to pieces. But it was called a fish pass for a reason. You know that. Me and you both know it. Well, those fish, they ain't coming in and out of the bay right there. So you tell me trout don't migrate. So you telling me they're going to come from the jetties and going to swim to the back end of East Bay?
Nope.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Tide
so to answer your question, because I've been fishing over there some. I don't ever tell nobody where I go, but I have been. You know, I'll tell them. And it don't matter where you go. You can catch fish. But they're babies. It's fish that's hatched there and are going to have to grow up there. Ain't no fish swimming out of the Gulf over there. They're going to have to grow up over there. That's what I see. And I think
I rest my case. There you go.
Yeah, you know how much I go, and I know. I've fished back there with you for 40 years.
Think about it. How many of them big, giant tide runners, you know, that come in through San Luis Pass, they come in through the jetties, they used to come in through rollover. And look at the runs we had in East Bay in the summertime over there when you get all your rollover fish coming in, like, you know, for all those reefs back in the back. And then you get your jetty runners that come in and get all the reefs on the other end. Those fish end up spawning in these bays in the summertime. And guess what? That genetic and that gene stays here. Those fish grow up here, they live here, and they reproduce here. And
well, sure they do. Hey, your biggest
we've just taken and cutting 50% of that. We've just cut it in half is what we've done.
Hey, where you caught your biggest stringer at, you can shoot a 270 up in the air and probably go out in the Gulf right there.
Well, yeah.
I mean, but the size of the fish, they're just, you know, and I was talking to Larry or somebody, we were talking about tournaments or something. Hey, you can go over there and I can catch them. I'm going to catch them. I'm going to catch a bunch of them. Are you going to go over there and catch a 5-pound trout? I ain't going to tell you they ain't a unicorn somewhere, but that's not where you go to go catch a 5-pound trout, because he ain't there. Now you want to go catch a bunch of fish. But yeah, as far as the fishing, I think it's been detrimental. As far as letting the water go in and out of there, I don't know what it does. The whole thing was a joke.
Well, they sold us a bill of goods on it because, you know, the general land office claimed that the pass was costing over $700,000 a year annually to dredge sand build up behind that pass. But guess what? They're going to put a $31.6 million fishing pier where the pass used to be. Now, I'm not a wizard in math or anything like that, but that's almost 40 years that they could have kept dredging behind that and kept it open.
Well, think about it like this. Man, if that's the problem, if that's the problem in these bays or whatever y'all think messing intercoastal up, go plug up San Luis Pass.
Yeah.
Oh,
happens there.
Well, we can't. Okay, you can't. Go plug up them jetties. Well, you can't because you've got billions of dollars of industry coming in.
Right.
They did that because you could do it. And
yep.
You can charge a whole crap load of money to do it. So they can do it. And they figured out some way to tell you, hey, man, look, man, we're having to do all this dredging. I guarantee you, you're going to see dredges behind there. Anyway, hey, I was fishing back there, and I know how to run that gut. But I do it all the time. You've done it with me a million times. From the intercoastal to rollover to the bridge. Well, that whole thing sanded up now. It's like shin deep.
Yeah.
So where's that sand going? It's still going in the intercoast canal, and you're still going to have to dredge it.
As long as there's current, wind, and tides and all that, you're going to have silting, especially in this bay system.
Dude, hey, the other day I was fishing back there. This would blow you away. And it had been foggy. And this was probably, you know, maybe not unusual. We get fog all the time. But so the fog lifts. And, buddy, they turn them loose. You can't look anyway and not see a barge. And I've never seen waves from tows or just destroying all that back there. It ain't destroying. It's just all underwater. There's nothing left.
Yeah.
So eventually they're going to have to do there. And I ain't smart. I just see what they do. All this garbage in West Bay, who's ever in the rock business, those big rocks that you haul out on barges.
Oh, yeah.
The thing to fix everything, they don't figure it out. somebody owns the rock farm, and I know who it is, that's selling millions of dollars worth of rocks. So now how we fix everything, we don't dredge, we're going to rock it. Just come
down here. Cronyism, man.
Yeah, you need to come ride with me down here and
take away from others to give to some, and just, you know, it's,
dude, if there's a problem, put a rock on it. They don't dredge no more, they just put rocks on it. I'll show you some rocks, it would blow your mind. Will it be good fishing places? I don't know. Half the places they rock, they're going
to
be big.
Well, they will be eventually if you get enough fish to cover all these places up. You got to have fish to have fish, you know, for structure to adhere to.
Here's what I saw. Like, they put some rocks in, and I cussed them. I was running back and forth down through there tarpon fishing. I'm watching this rock deal go on. Well, it ended up, because it's new, and there was big old holes there, because they got to drag that barge around there to set the rock. So you get a trench next to those rocks. Well, man, it was great fishing, man. I mean, we were crushing them. I actually didn't find them. Kenny actually found them, and then I kind of perfected it. So, man, it's pretty good. It's like real good. Like, we're catching like 40 a day. Like, it's easy. But eventually that fades. You know, it's not new no more. So those spots won't be as good. The first couple of years are there, they're real good. But Dylan, you watch, man. They're going to end up rocking all that stuff behind rollover. You mark my words.
Well, all I had to do was rock in front of it, just build jetties that roll over, and that would have solved their so-called erosion problem. Let me knock this break out. I'll come right back at you, buddy. Hang on a second. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:19. All right, James, we're back.
Yo, man. Hey, I'll tell you a story about rollover real quick. So, this is when they're closing it. The big dump trucks and big mountains of dirt. And you can hear them sheet piling, doing all that stuff. I don't think nothing about it. I'm just watching them do it. So, I got the stingray one day, and we caught like 100 trout. We was fishing, I don't know, them little blowouts right there by Sun Oil. And the limit was 10 there, and this may have been the last year it changed. I don't remember. But we had caught like 100 fish and had our old, I think I had two people. So we had 20 trout. We had caught about 100. Had to catch 100 to keep 20. So I run into Shipley. You know Ship. Hey, Pete, what y'all do? I said, oh, man, we caught this and that. He said, man, I caught some monsters. I said, you ain't caught no monster, Shipley. Catching the same thing I'm catching. He said, no, I ain't. And he started showing me some pictures. So we catching fish, man. Well, he had went into the gut, it rolled over to flounder fish. He had twin tail grubs on. Said the first time he hummed out there, he caught like a full-pound trout on his old grub thing. He said, man, that's pretty cool. He's trying to catch flounders. He throws back out there. He's got a double on, one about 5 and one about 2.5. He says, man, I'm out of the flounder fishing business. So he cuts all that garbage off and puts a fat boy on. And he's showing me these pictures, and, buddy, they wore them giant trout out. And I said, are you going tomorrow? He said, no, man. He was putting in a bulkhead somewhere. I ain't fishing tomorrow. I said, I'm going. He said, go. He said, it's good. So I roll up in there, and they're banging on these sheet pilings, and the current is just about stopped. They just about got it done. And, Mickey, you couldn't stick another legit 3 to 5s with 6s and 7s in there. And it was unbelievable. So if anybody thinks those fish didn't travel through there, they weren't in the bay like that. They were right there. It's, I guess they don't know that you're plugging it up. They're going in and out of that hole out to the Gulf, and they get stopped.
Right.
And it was unbelievable. Hey, I'm sitting in there, and we did that. Well, I think the last person I took in there that year was Jim LaBelle, and it was Christmas Eve. And you could start at the bridge, because that hole right there by the bridge is like 21 foot deep. And you could drift almost to that island, you know, where you come in from the intercoastal, and never quit catching them. Good ones. A whole different strain of fish than what I was catching in that bay.
Right.
So that's not there no more. So I don't know where they go. I don't know. They're not there. They're not there. So I don't know where they're at. They're not on that end of the bay, or we'd have caught them. What has it been, 4 years now? if they were back there, we'd have caught them.
Since 2019.
Yeah,
6 years.
I ain't saying you can't go back there and catch one. You know that, but you know what we used to catch back there. You're not going to do that right now. So I thought that was pretty cool. And what it did, you know, when it was open, when the water came in, it was usually rough and, you know, dirty in the Gulf. So you got, you know, bad water. When the current turned around and go out, you sucked all that bay water that was clear coming in through there.
Exactly.
when they finished driving them sheet piles where there wasn't no more current, it was clear every day, man. It was insane. I guess we did that for about, man, that was right at the end of November. So we probably caught them fishing there for like, what, 20 days, 25 days almost.
Yeah.
But I tried to go back in there and do that, oh, last year. And that's when I was telling you, like, man, the gut, because there's no flow in the toes going through there. It's just a big old giant sandbar there right now.
Right.
You could walk in there maybe to that gut, but unless you got a bulled up tide, I can't take my boat in there. Take one of them shallow boats.
You know, you look at all the places we fished over the years, and you know, just take the spillway up in the top end of Trinity Bay up there at the old center point outfall. I mean, that's all silted in, the mouth of it. You can wade all the way across it now. There's no gut there anymore. It ends right there at the Growens. All that reef and, I mean, everything. I mean, from all the silt, from dredging projects and storms, floods, everything. It's all, even though that current still runs out of there from the cooling pond into the bay, it's all changed.
Maybe that's why those fish kind of migrated a little bit north and they stage up right there now instead of out in front of the spillway. You remember we used to work them birds back there when we worked birds back there, like in December, and you could see the schools of birds going toward the intercoastal and out and going out of the bay. I mean, you could watch it. So, but, you know, like Ed Stebbin and all them guys we know, Hill Dishman and all them, they called it a fish pass for a reason. Because that's what it was. But anyway, it's plugged up now. Ain't nothing we can do about it. There'll be some kind of storm open it up. I mean, because Mother Nature wants to cut a pass right there anyway.
That's so true. It's been a natural low spot along the coast for hundreds of years. Just
dude, they'll build their big old pier and they'll build all that stuff.
$31.6 million operation.
Yeah, there'll be a big storm roll through there and you'll be picking up planks of that thing up and down all the way to Sabine. It'll all be gone. Yeah, ain't that the truth?
Yeah, but, I couldn't believe after Hurricane Ike, everything from East Bay that ended up over in Trinity Bay from that storm. That was, man, what a powerful storm that was to be a Cat 3.
Well, you was open all the way to the Gulf. You could leave your house.
Well, yeah, it was just solid water. Everything was covered up. Smith Point was underwater, everything.
Yeah, you could have drove all the way to the Gulf. But that's like, you know, fishing is just... it's just different, and it's been fun. I mean, I say fun. I've had to adapt, and you fish so much man-made structure now in different spots, and then you're in trouble there, too. You fish one place more than two or three days in a row, somebody's going to get you, and eventually you run out of places.
Yes.
That's the only thing detrimental, where in the day – you know, those fish roaming out in the middle, which you taught me how to do when I was a kid, you could get it. Not everybody could do that. And we could, you know, those fish might be there a couple of days, then they'll fade. You'll have to find them somewhere
else.
Well,
when the crowds ran me off the shoreline, that's when I'd go out and do my thing. You know, I just, you know, the weather, you had to have the weather right, of course. But
right, it had to be nice.
But, there was more fish out there than there was on the shorelines.
Way 100%. 100%. And that's the thing that's different. That's kind of what I miss. You know, I ain't saying you can't.
That's all I had left where I could, you know, fish on my own without being in a crowd and worrying about. I mean, hey, I'd let everybody put in. I'd put in at 7:30 and go out behind everybody, and I'd just go straight out there and do my thing and then be back in before they were back in. I didn't have to look at anybody, fight anybody, nothing. Just go fish.
Yeah. we'd get the timing down. You knew when it would get right, when they would start doing their deal.
Yeah,
you
know, I mean, it was good all day out deep. That's the thing about out deep. They bite all day out there. You get on the right school. There were so many schools, you could pester one long enough, you could turn them on. You can make them
100%. Hey, I burned a lot of fuel the last few years still trying to duplicate that, and it's
not there.
It's got
any of us hawks that have been out there scrambling around, we'd have found them. They ain't there.
If they're
not there, you're not going to find them.
No, that's what I was telling Cameron the other day. So look, man, you can have the best of everything. Rods, reels, boats, side sonar, forward facing, backwards facing. If you ain't where there's no fish, ain't none of that going to matter.
It's not going to matter.
You got to find the fish. And that's it's a challenge these days. It's a challenge, you know. But our fish
amazing,
is still good.
It? Let me do another break. We'll keep this rolling.
Break on, man. I ain't like I'm going nowhere. I ain't going to Mardi Gras.
I got you. Good man. Smart man. All right. All right. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, and you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today, and if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team has a combined experience of over 100 years, and they're here to support you from start to finish. Whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction, Allied has you covered. And remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales@alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 534 here in the Bayou City. All right, James, we're back, man.
Yo, Mick, I was just thinking, man, you know, the way fishing is now, you know, I went to work for you when I was a 19-year-old kid, and, man, you taught me, and we did a lot of stuff. We found stuff. We would do anything. Hey, what about getting out here? What about this? And we've been wet. We've been over our head. We've been in the mud. Most of what everybody fishes now, we found it some kind of way. You, I, Blaine,
yeah,
Errol,
I promise you that.
And it made me, in these days and times, the last, I don't know, Mickey, 10, 12, 15 years or whatever, a better fisherman from learning how to do that with y'all. I don't have anybody to share it with anymore. It's just me, but it's still a challenge to me, and I look for new stuff, and it's fun. It's doing the same thing we used to do back then, except now it's just different, you know? Just like that little place I took you and Wayne to right there. You know, it really wasn't that good. They just didn't bite for us too good. That's a stupid place. Ain't nobody going to fish there.
Well, that's why fish are there, because nobody else fishes it. I mean, that's why we're all this nook and cranny fishing we're having to do now is because of that. I mean, there's no pressure on them.
There's no pressure, and I'm not leaning on them. They're all basically little spots. Not that the fishing ain't good. It's really good, but it may really be good just right there, like that little old stupid spot, and places like that. I guess you'd call it more like bass fishing or whatever. But you got to be careful, man. You get busted on them little places, and it becomes common knowledge. Now you're done. Now you got to go find something else.
Move on.
And that's what's hard. That's why I don't try to, you know, I play a game in my head. You know, hey, we stop on that little spot like I took you and Wayne and said, hey, man, if they bite, I'm going to let y'all catch 20, and we're out of here. We'll go do something else. Because if you keep sitting there poking holes in them, somebody's going to see you, and then next day you come back, there'll be four boats there. So that's what's different. That's a different deal too. But man, well, I remember all the places that we found, just good places, man, that nobody had ever been to, stepped foot in or nothing.
Nope.
It's crazy.
Well, we did it by trial and error fishing.
Yeah, especially like back there in the back of Trinity Bay, all that stuff, man. We used to fish back there. Well, nobody went back there except us.
No, no, no. people were afraid to run back there. Oh, run aground.
I know it, man. I did some stuff. I told you I went up there one day this year and I fished up there. Man, you believe how deep all that stuff has got. The river has, the way it's changed. And you can almost just run around back there, you know.
Well, the river flow is not out of the river anymore. It's out of Long Island Bayou now.
Yeah. You know, Mickey,
your flow comes from.
They had, you know, I told you I went up there, those locks were open, and I may have asked you about it, or I asked somebody, and I don't know, somebody said they were broke or something. Do they keep them closed now, or are they broke?
Yeah.
Or?
Oh, yeah.
And they were open then. I was wondering why.
Well, just leave the locks up there, put it into the Wallaceville Project, and run to the bay now and see how deep of water you find in the middle of the Trinity River.
Oh, dude, hey, it's shallow. I mean, it's not deep.
Because there's no flow. They don't get all the flow down that sucker like they used to.
Yeah. But that cut, exactly. Like, if you turn and go toward Long Island down that, you know, down the concrete deal, whatever you call that cut, I don't know what you call that. Instead of going to locks, hang a left to go to Long Island. Man, that thing's 20-something foot deep.
Oh, yeah. That's, there's you know, there at the saltwater barrier. You got a lot of 18 to 30 foot of water right in there.
Yeah, hey, that hole right there on the corner is 30 foot.
Yeah.
Right there with the concrete ends right there.
Tell you what's good right there right now. You can get up there and do some catfishing.
Get the cats, man. They gotta go get the cats.
It's catfish time for that southern marsh up there. It's what Opie was telling me yesterday, too. He's ready to get after
it. Can we sell them? Anybody buy? Can we sell them?
Well, you could if you wanted to mess with it. I'd rather eat them.
Man, we caught.
Hey, I'll tell you what. You eat a catfish out of that marsh right there. Eat you a blue or a channel you catch in that marsh, and compare it to a trout, and it's 10-1 over a speckled trout. Man, they're good.
Really, those catfish.
Oh, all that running water. Oh, yeah. Man, those cats are delicious. They're like Conroe cats.
Man, we ought to go get us some cats. Man, it must be blowing out of the northeast. I can hear it coming.
It's northeast, right, straight up, buddy.
Hey, it'd be a good day to fish, man. What is it, about, I think it was 38 degrees or 39.
Yeah, when it's fixed, perfect. Oh, they're already launching right now.
Man, this is tournament weather. This is half two weather. If you have to go catch them, I can go catch them if you have.
Exactly.
Dadgum.
Yeah,
but we'll see what happens this week. It's supposed to get a little bit better this week. I had to go back to work, man.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of y'all do. I mean, it's them bills don't go on the back burner. They have to be paid.
Well, you know, once you lose them days, you move all them trips around and fill up a whole month. It looks big time. Then you flip that page behind you. You just cancel like 10 trips to move them somewhere else. Those days don't never come back. But I think them fish maybe will stay deep, maybe Sunday and Monday, but I bet they don't stay deep very long.
Yeah.
Hell, it's the end of February,
brother. Just like these bass and crappie, they're going to be crawling up on the banks in this next warm-up. You know, that's what they do this time of year. They're moving in.
Yeah,
it's time.
It's time.
It's spawning time, buddy.
Yeah, see, this is when you have these kind of fronts, it's different from, like, you know, you get one end of December, 1st of January. Those fish wasn't going nowhere, but now they're ready to go. So I bet they move a lot.
They do.
I saw some kid caught a legit fish down south yesterday. Did you see that? It was 10, I think it weighed 10-4.
Yeah, he put it on the 10-2. Sicko page, early morning Sicko page. 32 and
that's
a
real one.
That's a real fish, and he didn't shove it through the lens like all these other cats do.
No, that dude, that
you could tell that was a big fish.
Yeah, that's what caught my attention. I said, man, that's a real one right there, man. That's one you go fish for.
I just got a text from a listener said, believe it or not, it's snowing in Brenham.
No kidding.
Yeah, all this low pressure coming up. I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. But them boys caught a good, you know, I was supposed to fish that tournament. I tell you, I took Carol to Allison.
Right.
And I was trying to send you that deer picture, but it won't go. I got to figure out some other way. But anyway, they caught a good one. Somebody caught an 818. So what is that, an 8.2, 8.3?
Yeah.
In ounces?
Yeah.
That's a real one right there.
Yeah, 8.25 would be a 8.25. So, yeah, it made 8. That's good.
Yeah. There's some around.
Yeah, I'm looking at that moisture after that text from San Antonio, just below New Bronzeville and San Marcos, up around Leander and over towards College Station. I can see pink on the radar. How about that?
Well, all the crew here, they took all their stuff up there. These peaky people that go to Mardi Gras, I drove Carol up there, and I said, look, man, if you want to go, I ain't going, but I'll give you all my stuff.
Yeah,
I'll rig you up where if you want to sit out there, you won't be cold. She said, I got enough stuff. I said, no, you don't. You don't know what to put on in this kind of weather.
No.
I try to tell her.
That's why women get so cold in that little outdoor events like that, is because they don't have the gear like men do, you know, from our fishing
they don't,
and hunting.
Well, they don't want to wear it because it don't look good. I said, man, if you don't bust that wind, get that wind off of you, you're
when it's
you're
cold outside and like this, we're not in a beauty contest, I'll tell you that. I'd rather be,
sure
I'd be ugly than warm than pretty and cold.
That's a fact, Jack. I don't care what I look like. I said, I'll give you all my golf stuff. It doesn't look real bad. You can put all my foot joy stuff on, break the wind, but I don't know. It's going to be pretty brutal. It shows Galveston. I think they got a parade at noon, maybe one at 6.
Yeah.
So it looks like the 6 o'clock one is going to rain. The noon one don't look like it's going to rain.
Yeah. It.
I ain't going. I'm gonna watch a golf tournament in Mexico. At least it's
yeah, they're
warm
playing
there.
In Mexico this week, aren't they?
Yeah. Hey, if I could drive out of this weather and go somewhere and play golf and drive to somewhere warm that was feasible, I'd already been gone. But hey, you can't drive out of this. No matter where you go, it's cold.
Man, what about all that traffic issues they've been having down there around Tiki, around your area, you know, on the northbound side? Have they
it
got
was
that
bad
resolved
last week.
For this?
Yeah, it's good. I guess last weekend, I missed it because when I went to Alice, I went through Rochern. I went down 1462,
yeah,
so I didn't
way.
Get it.
Yeah.
But the weekend before that, I needed to go get some boat soap. And I hit the freeway up there, and, buddy, it stopped. And I'm like, man, I
yeah,
have to
I was
go
looking at people on social media saying, hey, look, man, it's we've been in this line for 4 hours, and we hadn't even moved but a mile and a half or 2 miles.
It was crazy, man. My neighbor over here, this boy, he's a good friend of mine, grew up around Robbie and everything. I had to go get some batteries from West Marine. It's just right across the causeway from my house. West Marine is over there. Well, they drove over there. It took them 3 hours and 20 minutes to get back to Tiki Island.
Just over the causeway. That's crazy.
Over the causeway. He said, man, you'd be better off taking your bike in your boat and going to the marina and then riding your bike wherever you wanted to go. Mm-hmm. I said, I ain't going, dude. I'll go tomorrow. I ain't going today. So we were landlocked, man. I couldn't even go nowhere to do nothing. Because I wanted to go to Moody's and play golf. I couldn't even go. I can't get home.
Well, I just dread the next hurricane evacuation. I remember that one in Ike. People, it took them over 10 hours to get from Galveston to Baytown.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. It was crazy.
I'd rather stay home and die.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't.
A lot of people did.
They did, man. I didn't go nowhere.
No, there's no, I mean, I think you're in bigger danger by getting on the roads.
Man, I remember in Rita, all my boys that fish with me are air traffic controllers. And I called David. I said, hey, man, I got to get out of here. What do you think? He said, man, you need to go south. I said, man, I ain't going south. Hurricane's going down there. He said, I'm just telling you, go south.
Always go south. If you're going to go, said, get out of here and go south. Go to South Texas.
Dude, I drove to, where'd I go? I think I went to McAllen. I went way down there.
Yeah.
But I drove 100 miles an hour. There was nobody on 59 going south.
No, they were all headed north.
And then the storm come up there and got them.
Yeah. I was one of those idiots in Rita that did that.
Oh, yeah, you went to your brother's, didn't you?
We went to my brother's place in Woodville, you know, thinking, well, you know, it's going to hit. Well, it was going to slam Matagorda. Well, it started out at Corpus, then in every port, and then it ended up dead center in, you know, Sabine. And guess what? The eye came right through Woodville, Texas, where I was at.
Man, that's terrible.
We couldn't even come home. We had to cut our way out of my brother's driveway and wait for him to clear the road so we could come back. The trees everywhere. It was stupid.
I remember that. You were hot as you were hot, man. I said, well,
I looked at my wife and I said, I tell you what, I know it was a good family reunion. We all got together up there so we could all be miserable together with no power, no water, no nothing. But, I said, I've got a fuel tanker behind me and everybody can fill their tanks up. I pulled my boat up there so I'd have an extra 100 gallons of gasoline because I knew there wouldn't be any gas. And we filled everybody's cars up and came back to Baytown.
Hey, this last one that hit, when we lost that power, I didn't even bus drive, dude. I said, hey, man, you need to load up. She said, where are we going? I said, I don't know where we're going. You need to load up. I'm out of here. I'm driving to where they got power. Now, I went to Barton Creek, played golf.
Attaboy.
I said, there ain't nothing I can do here. You can't do nothing with no power.
No.
You're just done.
Can't do it. All right, dog. Well, hey.
I finally ran out of money up there in Barton Creek.
I guarantee you did.
I done maxed out one credit card, and I said, man, we got a car creeping back now. And luckily, when I got here, the power came on about an hour and a half later.
Coming back to G-Town, dead broke. Attaboy.
Oh, I was toast.
All right, man. Hey, man. Somebody wants to go to the bottom with you, James, and live the dream. How they get a hold of you?
Brother, 409-771-7306.
Hey, had fun, James. Good talking to you, brother.
Later,
man. All right, let's jump the bridge. Let's go check in with old Sharky this morning. Marky Sharquez. That's what
buddy?
I called you the other night to my wife. We were talking about you, and I called you Marky Sharquez.
Oh, my gosh, man.
What's up, man?
Dude, nothing. Just rolling out of bed, man. It's hard to get up when it's cold like this.
I know it. It bites.
Golly, it is freezing. You know, usually we do our open boat trips and stuff, and I said, man, I'm not even gonna post one this weekend because it is cold, buddy.
It's a closed boat special this weekend.
That's right. Stay warm. Yeah, don't come out and get sick. Goodness gracious, man. It is, yeah, it's like, yeah. It's not good, man. I was looking for the calm after the storm. I'm seeing that, by Monday, those winds drop. And by Tuesday now, Tuesday's looking pretty good.
Yeah, but I think we got a little front going to wander in here on, Wednesday or Thursday maybe?
Yeah, it's not a big window.
It's just a north wind thing, you know.
Yeah. I'm thinking about, I don't know how good it's going to get. Right now I'm showing 3-footers at 6 or 7 seconds. If that, you know. I don't know Thursday. If that's going to hold or what, but on Tuesday.
Yeah, Thursday's that north wind. North.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
We're good.
Yeah, back up into the 60s for Monday, Tuesday, which will be nice. And then,
right.
Goodness, man. I don't know. Hopefully I can get offshore, do something crazy fun, and shoot, maybe we'll hop on one of our inshore boats and go do some state water snapper or something. I don't know.
Go for
on
it.
On Tuesday. Who knows, man? Should be nice and calm, or, you know, at least for the first 20 miles on Tuesday.
Right.
Well. But we'll find out, brother. Other than that, man, we ain't been doing much fishing. We ain't been doing much fishing. We are, There's a lot of that going on right now. Do what?
There's a lot of that going on right now.
Yeah, man. I'm sure your calls this morning have been a little bit, chill on the fishing.
There's always something to talk about, man. Outdoor related.
Oh my gosh.
No doubt about it.
Ain't that the truth, man? I'm going and installing a new radar system on the 36 at some point today. So I will be utilizing some time there in the cold trying to get a new radar installed, which I'm excited about. And then I can't say which one or what it looks like or anything, but, you know, I'll be the first. I think I told you a couple months back, but we picked up a bay boat. We're really excited about it, man. It's our first boat that we have bought or, you know, gotten completely new. It's fresh off the showroom floor, and we are super excited to be adding some services on that bay boat. And we're going to be doing some really cool stuff on it, man. We're going to be offering some nighttime in the lights, fishing artificial only sight casting, you know, in the light style trips.
Right.
In the middle of the night, and then also, you know, having some fun and going and doing some shallow water fishing. So we're excited, man. We'll be doing that boat release. Gosh, I was just waiting for a day nice enough to drop it in and go take some pictures of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not been real incentivizing trying to get it out in the bay and, you know, run up and take hop out
yeah,
of the boat.
Yeah,
you'll
have an opportunity next week.
Yeah. Well, we're excited, man.
What kind of boat do you get? What is it?
It's a 24 foot, and it's a bay boat, man. It's a thing will run in like 8 inches of water. It's got a jack plate, power pole, trolling motor, and it is beautiful, man. It's sitting in the driveway right now. So
there you go. Now you're talking my kind of English right there.
Come on, baby.
Yeah, man.
It's nice. I'm excited. I'll send you some pictures.
All right. Do that.
We're excited, man. We're excited. Just to, now it's when people call and ask and they're like, man, what kind of fishing do you guys do? Or what kind of trip can I get on? You know, that literally, you know, we always say from trout, redfish, flounder to, you know, swordfish and wahoo and sailfish and everything in between. But now it's really, I mean, we will be a one-stop shop, you know, in Galveston as far as being able to do anything. And we do get all the time calls, hey, y'all do artificial trips, you know, floating the reefs or, you know. And so, gosh, after all these years and all those calls, we said, you know what, we'll add on to our service there. And so we're excited about it, man. We really are. We're excited about it.
That's good
to
hear.
We're ripping around the bay, acting like we know what we're doing before long. But, you know, it'll be fun. It'll be super fun. The guys are stoked because we're going to be doing a lot of fun, you know, behind-the-scenes scouting trips and just running around and learning new stuff. And, gosh, I'm excited because I got spots right now that, you know, I'm hitting the bottom in my 36 to go fish. And, you know, shoot, even over at over under the causeway hanging a left, golly, I can't even think of the name of it, but gosh, there's a big sandbar pulling up to that area, and you know, if it's low tide, there ain't no way I'm going back over there, but those trout will stack up under there, you know?
Right.
So I'm excited, man. Opens up a little bit of some variety and some options for us, so it'll be cool, man.
Well, cool deal, man. Well, if somebody wants to call about getting down and fishing
come
out,
on.
Doing it up, lodging, whatever, how do they get a hold of you, Sharky? Give them some info.
Come on with it, man. Let's go make some memories. Hop on our website. It's Outcast Fishing with no G, charters.com. You can check out all of our trip packages and pricing. We are also giving away on Facebook a 4-person all-inclusive snapper trip. And then on Instagram, a half-day charter. And that's just super easy to find info on that. We're partnered up with Gulf Coast Marine to do that giveaway. So hop on our Facebook page, Outcast Charters, or Instagram, Outcast Fishing Charters. Check it out. Get entered. Tomorrow we're drawing the names for the winner. So you want to be involved in that. But God bless everybody. Have a safe weekend. And we'll talk to you soon, brother.
All right, Sharky. Good talking to you, buddy. Have a good weekend.
All right, stud.
See you, man.
You too, man. Talk to you soon.
Later.
Later, brother.
All right. All right, it's Michael Marquez down in G-Town. Well, folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, well, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters also. So bring your friends, your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. And your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. And if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. And tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.